AM Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 3 degrees above zero in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Our forecast is calling for increasing cloudiness later today and a high of 29. And a winter storm watch will go into effect for far western Iowa later this evening and for most of the KJAN listing area tomorrow and tomorrow night. 5 to 8 inches of snow are possible in the Atlantic area. In the news, the victim of a two-vehicle crash that occurred east of Trainer Saturday afternoon has been identified by the funeral home. The Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland says 31-year-old Joshua Allen Fritz of Oakland died in the crash that injured 300 people. Now, additional details about the crash have yet to be released, but authorities say two vehicles collided head-on at 12:45 p.m. Saturday on 360th Street, just south of Iowa Highway 92. The jaws of life had to be used to remove at least one of the victim. The injured were transported to hospitals in Omaha. An announcement from the funeral home said Fritz graduated from Riverside High School with the class of 2000. Afterward, he enlisted in the National Guard, where he served until 2008. While in the Guard, he was stationed in Afghanistan from 2004 to 2005 during Operation Enduring Freedom. On February 14th of 2008, he was married to Melissa Ann Miller. The couple has one son. News time is 7:08.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh. With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare. Whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured. The program is free and available to everyone. So stop in and sign up today at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stuffed up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
A 24-year-old woman from New York was injured during a collision Sunday evening in Fremont County after the vehicle she was driving hit a horse that escaped from a field. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2003 Nissan Murano driven by Jessica Strope of Addison, New York, was traveling south on Interstate 29 at around 6:40 p.m. just north of Exit 20 when two horses in a field west of the interstate got loose and ran onto the traveled portion of the road. Strope was unable to avoid hitting one of the animals, and after the collision, her vehicle drove off the road to the left and came to the rest of the median. Strope, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported by Tabor Rescue to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Two people were arrested over the weekend on separate charges in Red Oak. Authorities say 43-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares Carmack of Red Oak was arrested on a trespassing charge, and 43-year-old Clinton Joe Hans England was arrested Sunday night on a public intoxication charge. Both of those persons were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each. Police and Council Bluffs are investigating two separate robberies that occurred over the weekend. Officers responded to the filling station at 1531 2nd Avenue early Sunday morning, where the clerk informed them a man wearing a bandana around his face came in and pointed a handgun at her while demanding money from the cash register. The clerk complied, and the suspect fled the store on foot with an undetermined amount of cash. Additional information concerning that incident is not available. And early Saturday morning, two men wearing bandanas, one armed with a knife, the other with a club, robbed the come-and-go store near 21st Street and 5th Avenue. Bluffs police say they demanded money from the clerk and fled on foot. Footprints in the snow led to a getaway car. Authorities are still searching for suspects in both of those incidents. Firefighters from the Villisca Fire Department responded to a structure fire Saturday evening. Crews were called to 2239 Vine Avenue, about 3 miles north-northeast of Villisca, just before 5:30 p.m. for a reported chimney fire. Brian Hammond with the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency says the fire was quickly contained and damage was limited to the chimney and a small portion of an attached garage. There were no injuries reported. Villisca Rescue and Red Oak Rescue also assisted at the scene. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drugstores, and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
And in the funeral announcements this morning, Jeanette Smith, age 76 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. A funeral mass for Jeanette Smith will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Zona Bell Carroll, age 94, of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Zona Bell Carroll will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Glois Estella Gilbert, age 93, of Des Moines and formerly of Earlham, died Thursday in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Glois Gilbert will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Faye Eblin, age 73, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Memorial services for Faye Eblin will be held Tuesday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alex Ricks, age 78, of Manning, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Alex Ricks will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Dick Olson, age 78, of Elkhorn, has died. Funeral services for Dick Olson will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Velma Lucille Fell, age 89, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Velma Fell will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Bruno Behrens, age 102, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bruno Behrens will be Saturday at 11:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Lewis Allen, age 85, of Walnut, died January 30th in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Allen will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ruth Wright, age 93, of Mission, Kansas, and formerly of the Messina area, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ruth Wright are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Joshua Allen Fritz, age 31, of Oakland, died Saturday from injuries sustained in an automobile accident west of Carson. Funeral services for Joshua Fritz are currently pending at the Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.